All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Snug Wrestling Podcast. I am Metager. I am the host, and today we're going to talk about Sheamus. Good old Sheamo. Sheamus, as of late, there's been some debate here between here in Snug Wrestling, where we've been going back and forth about, you know, does Sheamus deserve another championship, and more specifically, an Intercontinental Championship belt. There's some people that believe that he should win it again. If you're like me, maybe not so much. So we're going to go into that. So do we want to see Sheamus win the Intercontinental Championship belt? And how did this even come up? I got Toxic and I got Tommy here, but this was like a big topic that we had to do a separate show about this, but do you guys remember how this came up in the first place? Because I don't.
I'm pretty sure.
I think we were talking about Cena.
I'm pretty sure it was Tommy, or we were talking about the Monday Night Raw on Netflix Cena promo.
Yeah, I think we were talking about Cena, and then all of a sudden it switched into the fact that Cena has yet to get the Intercontinental title, and same with Sheamus.
Yes, correct. Sheamus and Cena are two damn near legends in the WWE that never won the Intercontinental Championship belt, but would it be appropriate for Sheamus to win that championship belt now? Tommy, let's go with you first. Do you think Sheamus should win it? Is he deserving? What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Plain and simple, yes. He absolutely deserves it. He, as you said, he is legitimately one of the greats. The two people that people immediately think of when it comes to, and I hate to say it, but the spinner, because I believe Sheamus held it at that point, at some point during that, and then the big one was Cena. Those are the big two that have yet to get the Intercontinental title, and at this point, they both deserve it. Mm-hmm.
Toxic, what about you? What are your thoughts on this?
Like I was saying, apparently to myself, I'm on the fence about this because, yeah, he puts in the work, he puts in the hours, but I feel like there would be someone else that would just be better to grab the Intercontinental Championship. Like, for instance, Penta, AJ Styles again, because we saw that on Monday Night Raw. There's just a bunch of other people that I would just rather see hold the Intercontinental Championship. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. At this point, I don't care if the reign is, like, I don't even care if the reign is, like, for a week. I don't care. I just want him to hold it.
Wait, hold on, Tommy. Can you, like, go to another room or something? Because there's so much shit going on in your background right now.
I'm trying to, but my brother's loud as hell. Hold on. There we go. How am I now?
Okay, I think you're good now.
All right, okay. So, As I was saying with that, I don't care if the reign is like for a damn week. I just want him to hold it. I don't even care if it's for 5 minutes.
So I know Sheamus is deserving, but why do you want to see the Intercontinental title just be hot potatoed like that?
Why in the world was the World Heavyweight title like that at WrestleMania?
Fair point.
With Drew McIntyre.
Holding it for 5 minutes.
And then immediately losing it to Priest.
So just for the sake of – so Sheamus can have this thing on his record.
Like, you just know, so he can finally be called a Grand Slam champion. Like, he's been wanting to, and, like, he's been well-deserved for a while now.
Yeah, Sheamus, no doubt. Three-time United States champion, one-time world heavyweight champion, five-time tag team champion. One of those times was with Cesaro, excuse me. Royal Rumble winner 2012, Money in the Bank winner 2015. Definitely deserving, right? But just because he's deserving, does that automatically entitle him to, yes, we should put, think about how the Intercontinental division is going on right now with Bron Breakker. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, Tommy, do you really think that putting the belt on Sheamus now would still be a good idea?
Yes. Like, I honestly think that he should have been the one to dethrone Gunther.
Wow, really? Who was it that it was Bron Breakker, right? That dethroned. No, it wasn't. Who beat?
No,
Gunther?
It was Sami Zayn at WrestleMania.
Sami Zayn, and then Bron Breakker beat Sami Zayn. That's how Bron Breakker got the title, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I believe it went back to Zayn, and then
it went to Jay.
No, it was Jay, and then back to Breakker.
Oh, okay, got you. So you would have backtracked in, you know, when Gunther was the Intercontinental title. Sheamus should have been the one to get the belt.
I love Sami. I loved his reign. But overall, I feel like it should have been Sheamus. I feel like he should have gotten this Intercontinental title a long time ago.
Interesting. Toxic, so you're kind of, I feel like me and you, we kind of share the same thoughts when it comes to this, is like, we don't really want to see Sheamus win this, or get the Intercontinental title, right? Now, the reason that we're bringing this up is because he had a match versus Bron Breakker recently for the championship, right?
Saturday night main event.
And he almost won it, Sheamus did, right?
So
cool. Yeah. So it kind of put that idea in our heads, like, oh, what if this actually happens? What if Sheamus actually becomes the Intercontinental Champion? But let's say he does, Toxic, and then I'll ask you the same question, Tommy. Let's say Sheamus becomes Intercontinental Championship. Do you think the people will go for it? Do you think the people will get behind Sheamus? Or what do you think the reaction would be if this were actually to happen?
I think it would be all positive, and it's not that I don't want him to win. I kind of want him to win, but I feel like the people would just love it because it's something that we've been waiting for a while now. But I just don't know. I don't know how I would feel. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Tommy?
In my eyes here, it's this simple. People are as behind Sheamus getting the Intercontinental title as they are with main event Jey Uso getting the World Heavyweight title.
What do you mean by that?
People in both situations have been asking for this for a while. And it is very clear that when given a one-on-one shot, they can absolutely give the champion a run for that damn money. Mm.
So you think the people would go for it then if Sheamus were to become the, you know, somehow, maybe he defeats Bron Breakker somewhere down the line or something. You think that's something that people would want to see?
Absolutely. I mean, look at Jay when he had it. He only had it for a couple of weeks, but even then, people were still extremely behind him.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because, like, all right, so Sheamus is definitely in that Intercontinental title picture, right? But, like, if he beats Breakker or anyone, for that matter, for the title, then what do you, then what's next? Like, who would you put Sheamus up against? I don't know. I just don't see it right now, like, making sense if they, if
okay,
they
to do you, that, you know? Say that, but who would be next? I can give you four words. You can't see me.
I have three people that I think would go good. Ludwig Kaiser, he could come back and try and start some crap. Butch, whenever he's done with Penta. And like Tommy said, John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Damn, so it would be like, you know, Sheamus, who hasn't won the Intercontinental title, now he wins it. So he has that under his belt. But then he has to go on to defend it versus another guy who hasn't won it either, John Cena.
In my opinion for this, Cena gets two rings. One being the World Heavyweight title, which is probably going to be first. Whether it's the WWE or World Heavyweight, he still needs that number 17 to finally break that record. And then I would not be surprised if at Mania, Sheamus gets it. And then later on down the line, Cena either relinquishes it or he loses the world title, probably back to Cody. I wouldn't be surprised on that. And then he goes up against Sheamus for the Intercontinental. That way both of them can finally say that they are the Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, and even going back, that feud with Sheamus and John Cena goes way, way back to 2009. Sheamus, his first WWE championship, I believe he won it off of John Cena, and it was that stupid-ass, ugly spinner.
Yeah, it was the spinner.
And it was at, I can't remember the pay-per-view, but it was a tables match. And John Cena actually tweeted, or he posted something about that match recently. And Sheamus reacted to it, which led me to believe, like, maybe we could see Sheamus versus John Cena again during this, you know, John Cena farewell tour.
When it comes to Cena's feuds, one of the first one that you think of, one of, it's not the first, it's definitely not the first for me, but one of the first ones that I think of is his feud with Sheamus. And I would not be surprised if at some point this year they go through that again, where they go back to it and they themselves have one last match. And what better way would it be for if Sheamus had the Intercontinental title and it was to pass that on to Cena? That way he also is a Grand Slam champion.
Would you be down to see that, Toxic? Even with or without, I know we're just doing like fantasy booking here when we're talking about Sheamus becoming Intercontinental champion again. With or without the belt, would you want to see John Cena versus Sheamus again before John Cena retires?
Yeah, I would definitely want to see it, even if Sheamus is Cena's last opponent. Because if you think about it, Sheamus was Edge's last opponent in WWE, and the match was fire. So,
hell, I wouldn't be. I honestly would not be mad if it was the other way around, where Cena's final episode in WWE, his final match, those two run it back for the Intercontinental title. Even if Cena starts off with it, if he starts off with it and he loses it to Sheamus, I would gladly be happy with that.
So to answer your question, yes, I would be happy if they ran it back.
So, okay. If, you know, for some crazy reason, this whole thing with Sheamus actually happens, does Sheamus defeat Bron Breakker for it? And if so, when? Do you guys think it's a match that we'll be getting at WrestleMania, Bron Breakker versus Sheamus?
It's, for me, it's either somehow in the line between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. So, like, they could have a match in Elimination Chamber, Braun defends it, and then they build up for WrestleMania, and then Sheamus takes it there.
Okay, so you guys, so you think there's a possibility that we will see Sheamus versus Braun Breaker at Mania. Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, like if it's not off of Breaker, in which it absolutely should be, it might be off of Cena during his final match.
Saludos, Sebastián. Nos ganaron, pero con ayuditas, como siempre. But it's all right. Had to give a quick shout out to someone that's talking shit about my team on the comments. Yeah, I mean, Toxic, you brought up a really good point at the beginning. Is there's a lot of people that potentially could be better champions, I feel like, than Sheamus. And one of them is, I think we're getting Penta built up to potentially either feuding with Braun Breaker or having a match with Braun Breaker or something along those lines. Is there anyone else right now that you feel like probably deserves it more than Sheamus?
No, I think it's Penta and AJ Styles. Like, even if we see a triple threat between the three of them, I would be happy as long as them two got an opportunity to grab the title.
Tommy, what do you think? Besides Sheamus, any other superstar more deserving than Sheamus to get a crack at the Intercontinental title, maybe at a WrestleMania or somewhere down the line?
Somewhere down the line, I'm going to have to agree with Toxic on Penta.
Okay. Man, I mean, I don't know, man.
He did just join the WWE from AEW, but then again, look at Motor City Machine Guns. Fourth match, and they have already had a reign with the tag team titles.
Oh, yeah, no, they won those titles pretty fast when they came in, the Motor City Machine, which, I don't know, didn't really sit well with me.
And it was right after another match, too. That was like a back-to-back match for them, and they still took it off of them.
Shout out to Mark Marquise. He says Ludwig Kaiser. I would love to see Ludwig Kaiser as an Intercontinental Champion.
But the problem is, if Ludwig did have an Intercontinental title match, what's going to stop everybody from comparing him to Gunther?
I don't know.
You sluts better not be trying to take my IC title away from Sheamus.
What up, Mr. Blood? Welcome.
Oh, Blood, I brought up a possibility that, and I would absolutely love this to happen, is if before the end of the year, Cena gets it after either losing the world title or relinquishing the world title, one of the two, he gets the Intercontinental title, and then that final match, run that back with Sheamus and have Sheamus take it off of him.
Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second, guys. Okay. I'm live.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, talking to my wife. I think it's constantly forgotten that Cena is not a Grand Slam champion. Because it feels like they gave him so many accolades throughout his career that we never really seemed to remember he hasn't won that one. And it's kind of funny because when you think about it, Cena, I think I made this distinction last week when I said that there's a difference between being a workhorse wrestler and a workhorse company guy. So, like, you know, you had Cena, who was a workhorse for the company in front of the camera, behind the scenes, all the charities, you know, the make-a-wishes, you know, all the interviews. He's basically, if you were to talk about, like, two of the best, like, company guy workhorses, it's Cena and The Miz.
So yeah, with Make-A-Wish,
yeah,
that company has flat out said that he is the one that has granted the most wishes on
them. I mean, they gave him an entire award, but it's one of those things where Cena is associated with being a workhorse for the as a company guy. He's never been considered a workhorse in ring, and maybe that's why he never got the IC belt. So, because the IC title is a workhorse title, much like the World Heavyweight Championship is a workhorse title. We've talked about this, but I don't know if I see Cena holding that because, I mean, we're talking about his entire thing ends in December. Are we really trying to hot potato two different titles onto him before he retires in 10 months?
No, fuck no.
You know, so
God knows.
Okay, then between the two, which one would you rather have him have?
I want him to break
the Grand Slam title or the 17.
The 17 is going to mean more because that's the bigger story. That's the bigger story. That's the bigger match. That's the bigger moment. And WWE is all about moments. So it's one of those things where would Grand Slamming be cool? Sure. If they had had him win it for like 5 fucking minutes 3 years ago when he started coming back part-time shit, but they should have done it then. His last 10 months, here's the problem with that. If you give him that Intercontinental Championship sometime in the next 10 months, that means you're basically all but definitely saying he loses at Mania. But then if Sheamus wins it at Mania, you're basically giving Sheamus a short-ass title run after he busted his ass to get it just to give it to Cena for a month and a half or two before he loses it to somebody else to put someone else over. And then he's right back to trying to chase the 17. You would do exactly to Sheamus what you did to Jay just to get Jay into the fucking bloodline story.
Well, when it comes to the 17, though, I have seen a suggestion that went, oh, wait, no, because Money in the Bank is after Mania, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I think it's the second PLE after, because it's usually like Payback and something else.
Because yeah, so, what I was seeing was Cena gets it and then 5 minutes later loses it to a cash-in.
Don't waste the cash-in on a mid-card belt. We saw how that worked out for Austin.
Now, I'm talking about for 17. Like, he wins the 17, and then just like with Drew, loses it 5 minutes later during a cash-in.
I mean, I would be fine with that because I guess it beats him dropping it to someone else. Here's a problem. Whoever wins Money in the Bank, because at this point, if Jay wins at Mania, which I think he is going to and has to, okay, then Cody retains until he defends it against John, maybe in a rematch. If John beats him in that rematch, well, okay, now we have to talk about who is the rightful person to cash in and beat Cena to take it back from him.
Okay, let's start over here, you guys, because Blood, you came in a little bit later, so I want to ask you some of the questions that we got started here. Here's my thing. When it comes to Sheamus winning the Intercontinental Championship again, very deserving, hard working dude. Sheamus been in the WWE 15 plus years. He's won it all. He's done it all. If anyone deserves it, it's Sheamus. No doubt about that. But just because you deserve something does not mean that it makes sense for Sheamus to win it now, especially how everything's been going on with Bron Breakker. I think Bron Breakker as an Intercontinental Champion makes more sense. So I, as much as you said it, WWE is about creating moments.
Yes.
Maybe the people will love to see Sheamus win the Intercontinental Championship. I think his time is up. Sheamus, him winning the Intercontinental Championship, I just don't think makes a whole lot of sense right now. Hmm. So what do you think? Do you think Sheamus, we should still see another championship, the Intercontinental Championship on Sheamus?
I think because he's never held it. Look, he's in his 40s now. I doubt he's re-signing another 5-year deal after this. I think if you're going to, honestly, my personal opinion, I think that he should have been the one to dethrone Gunther. I think it should have been him. I love
that. That is exactly what I said.
I love
that. Word for word.
Well, hold up there, Tommy, because I'm glad we agree, but I'm going somewhere with this one. But I love that Sammy got to win the big one at Mania, which is great. But in that same argument, Sammy had already won the big one with Kevin at Mania the year prior. I feel like the bigger story would have been giving Sheamus that big moment, because after the match they had in Wales, Clash of the Castle, whatever pay-per-view that was, they beat the shit out of each other. That was my favorite match of 2023. And that was the match that I thought that Sheamus should have beaten him at. And if he wasn't going to beat him there, I thought the rematch should have been built for the following Mania, because that match was so brutal, so vicious, so hard-hitting, so real. On the biggest stage, imagine the ovation those guys would have gotten and the moment Sheamus would have had to have been put over at that time. You're right. This is Bron Breakker's time. He is the new up-and-coming hungry superstar. But here's the thing. It's not going to hurt Braun if he loses it to someone like Sheamus, a former world champion, a former, at one point, record-setting tag champion before the New Day beat it, and then the Usos beat that. He is fucking a Royal Rumble winner. He has been in big matches. He has beaten Cena. He's beaten Triple H. This is not just some fodder superstar here, some fodder wrestler. Sheamus has a great fucking career track record. Anybody losing to him, it would be an honor to lose to someone like Sheamus. And the thing is, especially in this later twilight half of Sheamus's career, the matches he's been putting on the last 2 years in this current run, have been the best work of his entire fucking career, from indies to WWE. I think a great knockdown, drag out, blow out match between him and Breakker, to where Sheamus can still beat Braun to the point where Braun still loses and is kept strong, is still a benefit to him. I think the only mistake they've made with Braun with holding that title was having him drop it to Jay just as quickly as he won it, just so Jay could drop it right back to him, just to get Jay into the bloodline story. And they made the mistake of using that title as a MacGuffin just to drive the story further, and that title deserves more respect than just being a plot piece. Because if we're trying to keep it prestigious, you can't just have these guys willy-nilly pinning each other for it when they're putting out half-hour fucking knockout matches to win the damn thing and then lose it 1 week, 2 weeks later, win it back. You know, like, come on. But Sheamus could hold that for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and I would be happy if he lost to Ilya. So if Ilya comes back, I would say the story would be Ilya and Sheamus. But,
yeah, but somebody said earlier Ludwig Kaiser, but my
Ludwig is a big story there too. But here's the thing. Look, if we can get Ilya Dragunov back before Mania, the match I would want to see with that Intercontinental Championship is a Fatal 4-Way. I want to see Bron Breakker with Sheamus, with Ilya, and Ludwig Kaiser. Fatal 4-Way.
So an upgrade. So basically, a upgrade to the WrestleMania 39 match.
Well, essentially, all four of them were already involved.
That was a triple threat as well.
Well, here's the thing, though. Essentially, all four of those guys, before Ilya got injured and Ricochet sailed ship to AEW to suck even more, it was literally fucking all five of those guys in a massive intertwining story together, week after week. People keep forgetting. Literally. The beginning half of last year, it was Braun, Sheamus, Ilya, and Ricochet, and Ludwig all fucking each other over left and right for months. When
my problem, though, is if you put the Intercontinental title on Ludwig, what is going to stop everybody from just comparing him to Gunther? Because I guarantee you, if you put that Intercontinental title on Ludwig Kaiser, that is all they're going to do.
I doubt it, because he's got a completely different style than Gunther. Ludwig stands on his own. Ludwig's also much better on the mic than Gunther. So it's one of those things. And no offense to Gunther. Gunther is absolutely grade A material pro wrestler. Ludwig's more charismatic than he is, too. If you ask me, Ludwig is the all-around better performer. Gunther is the all-around better wrestler. But Ludwig is a fantastic wrestler, so that kind of makes him a whole package. Because Gunther's still trying to cut straight-laced promos sometimes. He trips up a lot. But when it comes to this, I think that if Braun puts over Sheamus in a Fatal 4-Way or a 1-on-1, let's just call it a Fatal 4-Way to stick with that narrative, Sheamus can then put over Ludwig when they have a rivalry over it, or put over Ilya. Because then all we're doing is using the star power of Sheamus and the pedigree of Sheamus's career to the benefit of putting over younger talent. And it still works out. Because at this stage in his career, Sheamus is trying to pay it forward, giving these guys the rub. And I think letting Sheamus beat Braun so he can have that moment so he can put over another younger talent later is still beneficial to the roster.
Here's my thing, Mr. Blood. You're talking about the rub, the Sheamus rub. What happened to the Sheamus rub with Pete Dunne?
Well, that wasn't his fault. That's because it's kind of hard to give a rub to someone that Vince fucked up so tragically that it was irreparable. I mean, like, you ripped everything great about Pete Dunne away for almost 3 years and called him Butch and made him a fucking scrappy do ass character and made him the butt of every joke in every fucking written promo. It's hard to come back because it's exactly why Karrion Kross hasn't been able to come back, because he debuted on the roster in a gimp outfit and it killed everything about him that was great. And it only took one visual from the crowd and he never recovered. It's the same thing with Pete. He never recovered from what Vince repackaged him as. No matter what Triple H has tried to do to make him serious, to turn him back into the Bruiserweight, even giving him back his name, the crowd, even turning him heel on Sheamus, only perpetuated the crowd to keep chanting Butch. So he can't get away from that horrible ass character he was stuck with because of the last guy who booked him. So it's not even Sheamus' fault. It's because Sheamus has put him over, but it's fucking Vince's fault. Vince put cancer in a lot of these characters. Look at what he did to Nikki Cross.
No, I get that too. I get that. And like now that you mention, you know, Bron Breakker puts over Sheamus. Sheamus becomes a Grand Slam champion. He can have feuds with Ilya Dragunov. Sheamus can have feuds with what was the other name? You said Ludwig, right?
Ludwig. Yeah. I mean, those would be two. I mean, we've already seen him and Ludwig have great matches. I would kill to see an Intercontinental title match between a returning Ilya Dragunov and Sheamus. That would be a fucking five-star.
Whatever happened to Ilya?
He got injured at a hash.
The matches.
Hash show.
Yeah, Ilya's injured, but yeah, they can have good matches, but like, do
the story?
Will a Sheamus storyline or a Sheamus program as an Intercontinental Champion hold up nowadays in WWE?
It would hold up because of his work rate of the last 2 years. People love watching Sheamus work because he is one of the most legitimate guys in the ring. When you watch him wrestle, you see that it hurts, and that keeps people on a carnal, primal level invested when they're seeing real pain happen, real damage happen, real exhaustion, real stress.
The evidence for that I just cannot stop thinking about when it's mentioned is that triple threat match for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania 39.
Yeah, with him and Drew and Gunther. That match was so brutal. It was the highest rated match of that entire weekend. And Sheamus was a part of that. But if you look at Ilya Dragunov, for example, he has the same work rate as Gunther, the same legitimate fucking hard-hitting stiff style, that brutality, but in a smaller package. So now you've got that ferocity, hard-hitting, old-school beat-em-up style that Sheamus has. And you put it up against that brutal, indie, fucking, stiff, striking speed that Ilya Dragunov has, you've got yourself a match that will steal the show on any fucking card. It will be the one match. If the whole pay-per-view sucks, that will be the one match that gets This Is Awesome chance. Guaranteed. Because Triple H will let him go out there and take 25 fucking minutes. And they will murder each other and get a standing ovation from the crowd, just like they did between Gunther and Sheamus in 2023. The crowd stood on their feet for them. And when Gunther left the ring and Sheamus was still sitting there trying to climb his way up the ropes because he was exhausted and bleeding all down the front of his chest, the crowd stood up and gave him a massive standing ovation and chanted, "You still got it."
Wait, did I ask? Hold on. Let me ask, because I don't know if I asked you this question yet, Mr. Blood, but I asked Toxic and Tommy already.
Shoot.
If whatever reason Sheamus becomes Intercontinental Champion, say by the end of this year, do you think the people would react positively to that? Okay.
Yes, and I'll tell you why, because I'm already getting the feeling that Bron Breakker is better as a chaser. Because here's the thing, we've seen him hold that title. How long has he had the title again, and how many people has he defended against?
I can't even remember.
That's the answer I was looking for. The fact that you have to even Google it tells me everything.
Well, yeah, but also we want an Intercontinental Champion that feels special.
Do you feel special when the because I can tell you who he's defended it against. He's defended it against Jey Uso, Sheamus, and Ludwig Kaiser. And he's had the title back for almost 4 months.
Bron Breakker, he's starting to feel like an attraction. Like when he shows up on TV, it's rare.
It feels like an attraction, but so was Brock Lesnar, and that title meant shit because he was never defending it.
Yeah, so was Brock, and as much as I hate to say it, towards the end of his reign, and I love this man, so was Roman.
Yeah, I mean, people were comparing Roman's reign, no pun intended, to Gunther's reign. In 4 years, they did a whole list. In 4 years, how many people Roman Reigns had defended that title against? And he had defended it like what? About 20 times, 22 times in 4 years?
Yeah.
Gunther had defended it over like 40 to 50.
So Bron Breakker has been champion for 116 days since October 21st.
And he has had like four or five title matches since he won it back from Jay in October. Think about that. It's been almost 5 months.
Let me see. I'm checking.
And I'm telling you, the names are going to be Jay, Ludwig, Sheamus, and maybe one other person I am blanking on, but that's it.
Sammy.
That's it. Sammy. Those four guys in 5 months.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And we have had duplicates of a few of those. Not many of them, but a couple that's the of thing. Them.
And the thing is, he ran it back. That was the thing. He did it twice with Sammy. He had two title bouts with Jay.
One was a 2 out of 3 fold.
Yeah, he had one with Ludwig. But I mean, come on, where's all the other meat on the roster? That there's way more guys in that mid card. I mean, for fuck's sakes, Bron could be doing open challenges.
So now we're going back to when you first came in.
Okay.
So Sheamus hypothetically wins the Intercontinental Championship. What happens next after that? Because that's another big thing that I was kind of like not sure about. What if he wins? Would I want to see Sheamus feud with after that? I know you already mentioned a couple names, but like Tommy and Toxic and I, we were doing some fantasy booking, and we said, well, this is a way to have Sheamus versus John Cena on this John Cena farewell tour.
I would also love to have that as Cena's final match. There are a few for Cena's final match that I can imagine.
I the only two people I want for Cena's final match are Randy Orton or CM Punk. Those are the only two people I think narratively, story-wise, make the most sense for his final match, unless it's somebody that Cena can put over in defeat and go down on his back staring up at the lights like he should on his way out. But it has to be someone that rub is really going to help, because it didn't do fucking anything for Austin Theory at Mania. So it's got to – if it's not – because here's the thing. I'm afraid that no one on that roster will benefit from beating Cena in his last match, because they're not beating Cena in his prime. So what does it really mean to beat an old man who's tired and leaving anyway? So his last match to me should be a spectacle. It should be run back with one of his greatest rivalries that people are going to say, you know what, we're never, ever, ever going to get to see this again. And I want to see this because we took it for granted before. It'll be the last time, and we'll never get to have it one more time. That's probably Randy Orton. because everybody bitched and moaned about how many times those guys versed. But if you knew that you were never going to get it again, wouldn't you want it one more time?
Okay, Kelly Cole, no. Logan Paul already barely shows up. We don't need Jake Paul in there, too.
Yeah, I wasn't
keep him in the boxing ring, not the wrestling ring.
Well, I thought you were telling me. I was like, I didn't say Jake Paul for shit.
Kevin Cole said Jake Paul versus John Cena WWE debut.
For the sake of time, we're not even going to read ridiculous comments if they're not serious.
But as far as I'm concerned, I personally think that whomever – so after Sheamus, let's say, wins hypothetically at Mania – I would love to see him versus John Cena one more time, because I think if this is the retirement tour, John Cena needs to have a mixture of putting over new talent and squashing old rivalries with older talent. It should be a mixture. And personally, I think that if he does verse Sheamus one more time for the IC title, I think Cena should still put Sheamus over, because Sheamus needs to hold that title, not lose it to a guy who's leaving, because that only deflates the meaning of the title. And I don't see Cena having a problem putting Sheamus over on the way out, because he did put him over when he first came into the company.
So we got a new talking head here. AR15, welcome. How you doing?
Well, my boys.
Welcome. I mean, thank you. I just wanted to make a quick point about Butch. There is a way to fix Butch.
Let's hear it.
You put him in the U.S. title picture. He teamed with Shinsuke Nakamura, right? Against L.A. Knight and The Miz, just on some humbug. Shinsuke goes for the Black Miz, hits Pete. Pete goes away. Then he reestablishes himself with a couple of vignettes in his hometown as the Bruiserweight. As far as Sheamus and the title reign, give him the title for 6 months. Then you have him drop it to, I don't know, somebody that can use it. My brain's drawing a fart right now.
I'd say Ilya could really use that, or Ludwig in 6 months after Mania.
Ludwig. Give it to Ludwig. Because then I see him and Ilyanov having a battle for it.
Yeah, because you could use a heel champion, give Ilya something to chase.
Wouldn't that run back NXT as well? Because I think those two had a couple matches in there, too.
They did. And they were fucking fire.
But if Ilya, he had concussion problems. That's why he's out. Like, I believe that's why he's out right now. I could be
wrong. I thought he tore his ACL.
Yeah, I think it was a knee injury. But AR, to your point, I do like the idea of reestablishing Pete Dunne, kind of like a repackaging, but right, as himself. I do like that idea, because if we go away and miss him a bit, then you bring him back, and you just keep the vignettes coming of I'm the Bruiserweight, then debut him as the Bruiserweight. We lose that Butch chant, hopefully. But the only way I really see that is if you re-debut him as a babyface, because it keeps the crowd from trying to antagonize him on purpose with the Butch chants.
You just know what happens is he gets hit with the Black Miz. And then he just realizes while he's at home recovering who he is.
Exactly.
So
I don't want to be the guy people hate.
Yeah.
You know,
you have him go back to his roots. You team him back with Tyler Bates, but Tyler Bates is a more serious competitor. Let them run roughshod. Then he goes off on his own and wins the Intercontinental title. That's how I would book Pete Dunne.
Hell, even if you wanted to, honestly, if you want to really talk about intertwining this with the Sheamus story, if you have him go away so we can repackage him to rebrand him as the babyface Bruiserweight, he could come back and save Sheamus to redeem himself. And then that would make the Butch chants go away, too.
No.
Be like, oh, we like this guy. We miss this guy. He helped Sheamus. And then Sheamus maybe gives him a one-on-one match, that Intercontinental Championship, as like, you know what, you always deserve this and you never got the chance. I'm going to give you the one thing that you never got.
Yeah, but I think that him being paired with Sheamus this too soon.
Well, he doesn't have to be paired for him in a tag sense. I just mean he saves him and they squash their beef as friends again. He realizes the error. He apologizes. Maybe they could tag once or twice.
Could they do that in a grudge match, though?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think if you want the Butch chance to stop, because the thing that's holding Pete Dunne's character back is his history with Sheamus as the fucking the fucking group, whatever the fuck they were called. But it was
Brawling Brutes.
Yes, yeah, it was the Brawling Brutes. It was. I mean, honestly, I don't know why Vince thought that was a good idea.
It was Sheamus. It was.
Ridge Holland.
Yes. And then it was Ridge Holland.
They literally made them the most stereotypical European bar brawler fucking 1920s chimney sweep fucking guys. Like, I don't know why they decided to try to character sabotage these guys.
They were the Peaky Blinders.
They were literally Timu's Sheen's Peaky Blinders. Like, it's one of the things where it was almost character suicide, because Ridge Holland didn't recover from it, and it's I mean, where the fuck is he now?
NXT.
Exactly. And
how Ridge Holland is at NXT, and then you've got Butch, who's trying his best.
Yeah, it's funny that
he's done, but there's not really much he can do right now.
No, and it's funny that Ridge Holland's the one that got crucified to NXT as a demotion, but Pete Dunne's character had suffered way more fucking damage. He's the one that needed an NXT reset.
One last question for everyone before we get out of here, because we're running out of time here. So we're talking about the Intercontinental Division, Sheamus being very deserving. I think we all agree. Well, maybe I'm still kind of – I'm a little bit more convinced now after talking to you guys that I actually want to see Sheamus win the Intercontinental Championship. Again, I don't know. Not too sure about that. But I think everyone, for the most part, agrees that Sheamus is very deserving. We're good there. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, we have to see Bron Breakker defend the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. It has to be. If not, it'll be a disservice if we don't see Bron Breakker defend at WrestleMania. Toxic, who is your dream opponent for Bron Breakker at WrestleMania? And then we'll go down the line.
For me, it's opponents. Mm-hmm. I want to see him, Sheamus, Penta, Ilya, if he's back in time, Pete Dunne, and Ludwig Kaiser in some stipulation. I don't know what stipulation, but...
They've done ladder matches before at WrestleMania, haven't
they? Yeah, years ago when Dean cracked his head open.
And then I believe the most recent one, I think it was Mania, was the... ladder match for the tag titles.
Yeah. Go ahead, Toxic.
Also, Zack Ryder won, I think it was 2015 when he won the ladder match and then lost it right after that. But go on, Toxic.
But it wouldn't be a ladder match because Penta's in there.
Oh, God.
And we need to keep Penta away from ladders.
I mean, we could have a fatal five-way elimination match.
We haven't had a tables match. We haven't had one of those for a while.
Yeah, but if a tables match, I mean, once someone goes through a table, the whole match is over. I mean, I want something more drawn out, more longer. I want that match. I want a match like this with this amount of talent in it to go like fucking 20 to 30 fucking minutes. You can't do that with a table match.
A table elimination match.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Table elimination is one thing, but I don't need this thing. I don't need a crazy stipulation outside of last man fucking standing in that ring as the champion.
Okay.
Yeah. I see it going like this. I see it as Braun getting tired of Adam Pearce not giving him any competition because he's basically beating everybody on the list. And he says he wants the world title. He gives it up. Then there's a fatal four-way for the Intercontinental title. Because he's going to go for the world title real, real soon.
Well, that's the thing. Braun is a fighting champion, too. So if Adam Pearce isn't going to give him the challenge, he's going to take it. He's just going to make one. He goes, fuck it. Give me all four of them at Mania. I did your job for you. You're welcome. Like, that's the kind of guy Braun's character is. He's not a sniveling, cowardly heel. That motherfucker is looking for a fight at all times.
He's a Steiner.
Yeah, which what makes him a great champion, which is why beating him would be even more impressive.
All right, Tommy, dream opponent for Braun Breaker at Mania.
All right, now nobody interrupt this time. Let's just let him get through it so Snug can go at it.
Sheamus, obviously. I really want to see that Mania. There's no other like big way for Sheamus to get that Intercontinental title than there is at the grandest stage of them all. Ilya Dragunov as well. If he comes back, have him go at it. And then with him being a Steiner, I believe Cena has had some stuff with his dad in the past, if I'm correct?
Years ago, I think. And it wasn't.
And honestly, if anybody could put him over a little bit more, I think Cena could.
Mm. All right, Blood, what about you?
I think I have already said my two dream my two dream matches for this. Honestly, for me, it's either just a straight up one on one, you know, beat 'em up, bloody, bruised, battered, vicious, violent match with Sheamus at Mania, or you multiply that by two and you make it a fatal fucking four way. If Ilya can come back. Put Ludwig there because Ludwig hasn't stopped being involved. He's still a part of that story. Sheamus and Braun in just a fucking fatal four-way because there's no disqualifications, right? Anything goes. They can beat the fucking shit out of each other all over the ring, the arena, the ring. But the one thing I would say, if I could really, really fantasy book it as a fatal four-way, make it a fatal four-way falls count anywhere match.
Holy shit.
So
take my fucking money.
Before we go to AR, here's a big one. SJ says Dominic.
Fuck no.
I would rather see that than Sheamus.
Just so Dom can get the hell beaten out of him, yes.
If he can't give it up, I would go with Penta. I want to see a program with him and Penta. And then... give it to Ludwig, because I want to see Ludwig get speared 1,000 times.
Well, there you have it, folks. With that being said, Sheamus is very deserving to win another Intercontinental Championship. I say, everyone here at Snug Wrestling, they say, fuck it, book it, Trips. Let's see Sheamus become Grand Slam champion. And with that, my name is Edgar. I'm the host of the Snug Wrestling Podcast. Thank you guys once again. Like always, it was a pleasure, and we will talk very, very soon.
And we will see y'all tomorrow. Yeet.
For banger yeet. After banger after banger after banger.
After banger.
Right on, fellas.